The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba. We're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Samachay, Hilchas Ribbis. Sifim Yud Zayin through Chaf Aleph. Sif Yud Zayin. So we said in the last year that if someone wants to prepay for merchandise, if someone was going to pay in advance for, say, 1,000 pounds of wheat, and the delivery was not required to be paid at the time of payment. Rather, the delivery is going to be, let's say, 2 months later. So we said that would be a problem of ribbis, because perhaps in the interim, the price of wheat will rise. So when you gave the seller $1,000, you're effectively lending them $1,000, because normally you only give them money when you get the merchandise. So if you're giving them money early, you're lending them $1,000 for, let's say, 1,000 pounds of wheat, because the price was $1 a pound. But now, at the time of delivery, say 2 months later, the price of wheat went up to $1.50 a pound. So now when the seller gave you the same 1,000 pounds, he'd be paying you back $1,500 worth of merchandise for the $1,000 loan that you gave him, which is a problem of ribbis. So we said that if you have the heter of Yeshloi, if you actually, the seller owned 1,000 pounds of wheat at that time, so then he could do that transaction, because it's as if he's selling his 1,000 pounds of wheat for a lower price than the eventual price would be. Even though the eventual price is $1.50, if a person wants to always sell for cheap and sell for only a dollar, he has the right to do so. So therefore, that was one of the hetayim against the situation that would normally be in Issen. So now in Sif Yud Zayin, we're going to bring another heta. V'mhuk v'ashar la'tvua, if the price of wheat has stabilized, meaning it's a set price, everybody is selling it for that price, and the price remains constant for a period of time, not something that is constantly fluctuating. So Yachal Liknois Bakdamas Mois. You're allowed to sell according to the... You're allowed to sell by prepaying. Kafi Ashar, according to the current market price. Afa Pish Ein La Meichaklum, even though the seller does not have the wheat in stock. Not like the Heter of last year, where he had the wheat in stock. That was the Heter of Yeshloi. Here, even if he doesn't have the wheat in stock, as long as the heter of Yotza Ashar, that the price is stable and constant, then that's okay. Why? Sharei afilu tisyag acharei kach. Because even if the price of wheat goes up after the money was advanced, but before the time of delivery, afilu tisyag acharei kach hatvua, even if the wheat will rise in price, ein alakech marviach ba'ad shektim asamayis. The buyer is not gaining anything because he prepaid. Because if he wanted to buy the wheat right now, he was able to at that price. It was readily available. So when he gave the money and prepaid it to the seller, he wasn't gaining anything in order to get it at a price that would be better. He was making the deal at a price that he could buy it today. Now, since he did this deal in a way that's considered mutter, because we said you're allowed to prepay and set the price, even though delivery won't be till later, as long as the market price for that item is stable and set, even if the wheat becomes more expensive now at the time of repayment, when he's supposed to deliver the goods, let's say he doesn't want to give him the wheat, that he set the amount against. Yachal l'shuma al schayin acheres shi'itin lo. He could give him other schayin instead. Or shi'itin lo mois k'shivay shalato. He could give him the money value of that tfua. So let's say the tfua, he lent him $1,000, gave him $1,000 for 1,000 pounds of tfua to be delivered in 2 weeks. And lo and behold, the tfua price went up from $1 a pound to $1.50. And so now, 2 weeks later, for some reason the seller can't deliver him wheat, he can give him the value of that 1,000 pounds of wheat, or which is now $1,500. So even though the buyer only gave him $1,000, and now he's receiving back $1,500, In our case, that's allowed because it was based on the tefuah and it was done as a heter at the time that the transaction was initially made. So therefore, since he was allowed to give him back 1,000 pounds of tefuah, you can also give him back the value of 1,000 pounds of wheat. There are some people that argue this. There's another opinion, Shulchan Aruch, that argues with it, but many people and many Paiskim go with this kula, which the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch also Paskins like. Sif Yud Ches. Someone has some schayra which here locally is sold at a cheap price, but it's sold at a high price in a different locale. And his friend says, "Tanali schayra zois, give me your merchandise, and I'll take it and deliver it to the locale where it's sold at a higher price. And I'll sell the merchandise there. The eset sahi b'mois adzman plenty. And I'll use the proceeds, I'll use the money that I get from the sale, I'll borrow that money and I'll use it for my own needs until a certain date that we both agree upon. And I'll pay you back according to whatever price I sold it for in the expensive place. Of course, after any expenses, not of any expenses that were involved in selling the schayer. So, im achrayis balicha yal alokeach asa. If the achrayis of the merchandise, if there was anything would happen to the merchandise, that risk was upon the shoulders of the buyer. So then, asa, that would be asa. So let's give an example. Say Reuven has 1,000 pounds of wheat in place A. And in place A, they're selling the wheat for $1 a pound. But in place B, a few towns over, they're selling wheat for $1.50 a pound. So Shimon says, you know, Reuven, give me 1,000 pounds of wheat. I'm going to truck it over to town B. I'll sell it there for $1,500. And then you'll let me use that $1,500 for 2 months. And then in 2 months, I'll come back to you and I'll give you the $1,500. So What's happening? Reuven is giving Shimon $1,000 worth of merchandise, and he's getting back $1,500 worth of merchandise. So, is that mutar or asur? So, if the achrayis is on the seller, if Shimon is the one who's responsible for the wheat, when Shimon picks it up from Reuven's warehouse, if anything happens to that wheat along while it's traveling to town B or while it's at town B, if that's something that if it's lost or stolen or otherwise ruined, that Shimon would be the one to take the hit, and Shimon is therefore required to give $1,500 to Reuven regardless. So that would be asur. Why? Because, like we said, Reuven's giving him $1,000 worth of wheat, and now he's requiring him to give him back $1,500. So, because he's letting him use that money for a period of time. So that would be asur, because again, we look at it as if the wheat belongs to, effectively, Shimon once he picked it up and took delivery of it. However, the machrayis al hamoicha mutter. However, if the risk of the merchandise is on the shoulders of the seller, if it's on the shoulders of Reuven in our example, mutter. So that's allowed. B'hu shiten lekeach eza davar b'shvil tircha. As long as he's going to pay Shimon a certain amount for his efforts in selling the merchandise. So if the merchandise's achrayis is on Reuven's shoulders, the original owner of the wheat, so what's happening? Basically, Reuven is paying Shimon to go truck his wheat from town A to town B and sell it. Now, once it's sold and turned into money, so now Shimon is allowed to use that money for 2 months and give it to Reuven. So that's mutter, because the loan really didn't start until after the wheat was sold. And after the wheat was sold, so now it's just a regular gemach loan that Shimon's allowed to use the money for 2 months. The fact that Shimon did work for Reuven to sell his wheat, that he's getting compensated for and he's getting paid something for it. In the first case, however, in the initial case where the achrayis was on Shimon, so then we look at it as immediately, once Shimon picks up the wheat from Reuven's warehouse, the wheat belongs to Shimon, because if you're responsible for it, that means it's yours. So Shimon is borrowing the wheat at that time. So at the time of the borrowing, he was really only borrowing something of value of $1,000. And now he has to pay back $1,500. That's usur. In the second case, what he borrowed was only $1,500. The borrowing didn't begin until after the wheat was sold. And after the wheat was sold, there was $1,500 is what the proceeds were, and that's what he's borrowing. And he's returning $1,500, so there'd be no ribbis in that example. Sif Yotes. Mutar lahalvos lechaveru me'a dinrin sheyikne behem schayer al yirid. Person is allowed to lend his friend 100 dinars so that he should buy merchandise at the fair, at the marketplace. And when he returns to his house, then the borrower will pay $120 for that same merchandise. So again, Reuven gave Shimon, let's say, $1,000, and said, Shimon, be my shliach and go buy this merchandise at the fair. And when you come back from the fair, $120 for that merchandise. You'll pay me an extra 20% profit for that merchandise. This is just a sale. There's no loan involved. So that's allowed. As long as the lender, Reuven, in our example, will take possession of the schayra, the merchandise, he'll take it to his house, and the achrayas of the merchandise will be on Reuven, because he's saying, it's my merchandise, you're just a shliach to buy it for me, Shimon, and whenever, Shimon, when you're traveling with my merchandise. Because it's like then that the lender has a part of the profit of the merchandise, because he's accepting upon himself that risk of the merchandise. Again, if you're accepting upon risk of the merchandise, if it gets lost, stolen, or ruined, that makes it as if you have some type of ownership in the merchandise. So therefore, when you're giving money, again, when Reuven's giving $1,000 to Shimon to go buy the merchandise in the other town on his behalf, and now and to bring it back to him, and now Reuven's going to sell it to Shimon for $1,200, so that's something that's allowed because it's viewed as if it's Reuven's merchandise, as long as Reuven is the one who takes the hit in case something should go wrong with the merchandise in transit or prior to delivery. Sifchaf. Reuven shahilech l'makom shekayim schay b'zayl. Now let's say Reuven and Shimon are sitting in town A, and Reuven is going to take a trip to town B, and in town B they sell their merchandise for very cheap. So Yachal Shimon Laimalai, so Shimon could tell him, Havei li schay misham, you know what? Bring me some merchandise from town B. Bring me 1,000 pounds of wheat while you're going to be at town B, because they sell it for cheap in town B. Vani etein lecha revach kach v'kach, and I'll give you such and such amount profit and when I buy that merchandise from you. As long this works, as long as the achrayas of the schayra, the risk involved in the merchandise is on the shoulders of Reuven, until he gives it to Shimon. Because you might think, what's really going on here? Shimon, he wants 1,000 pounds a week, but he doesn't have any money. So he's telling Reuven, if you go buy it with your money in town B and bring it to me, then I'll give you whatever it is, let's say $1,200 for it. So in effect, really what happened, Reuven wanted to buy the schoyer. He didn't have money. So Reuven, Shimon is lending him the money and getting the schoyer for him. And now Reuven's paying $1,200 for it. So you might think that's ribbis. So the answer is, if the achrayas is on Shimon, if you set it up not as a loan, but you're setting up as a purchase situation where it's someone's buying and selling, but no one's lending anybody anything. So now Shimon is the one who's buying it, and he's selling it to a customer for $1,200, even though he only paid $1,000 for it. So that's something that's allowed to be done, as long as the achrayas is on Shimon. But if the chrayis of the merchandise is Reuven, that means that it really is not Shimon who was buying it for himself and now selling it off to Reuven. It means that it's really Reuven's. And if it was Reuven's, that means that Shimon was lending Reuven money. And if Shimon was lending Reuven money, he can't lend him $1,000, which is what he paid for the merchandise, and then collect $1,200 on it when he delivers it to Shimon. Now, we mentioned the other shear, that a lot of times people send someone to go to the store for them. Your friend's going to the grocery store. You ask them, could you pick me up items A, B, and C? And so let's say the total comes out to be $19.27, and they bring it to you. A lot of times you would just like to give them, you don't have the change, you want to give them a $20 bill and call it a day, and you're willing to be Michael the rest. But we said that would be ribbis, because if the person's lending you $19.27, because he bought it on your behalf, he lent you the money, and now you're going to give him $20, that would be an issur ribbis. So the suggestion we gave is this exact sif that we just said now, is what you're doing, is you say, okay, you're going to the store, can you buy item A, B, and C for me, and I'll buy it off of you. So this way, when he buys the item A, B, and C, and it's under his achrayis, and it costs $19.27, and now he's selling it to you for $20, so that's allowed. And again, that means the achrayis of the merchandise has to be on the person who's picking it up from the store. Sif Chaf Aleph. Mutar lahabos schar hakarka. You're allowed to pay more for a delay in payment for a rental. Kate said, how is this? Hitzchilos achotzer, if you're renting somebody a courtyard, v'amalai kaidim shechzikva, and before he took possession of it, before the renter took possession of that courtyard, the renter, the landlord, gave him an option. If you're going to pay me the entire year's rent right now up front, it'll be 10 golden pieces for the year. But if you're going to pay me on a monthly basis, every month, you have to pay me one golden piece for each month, which will then add up to 12 pieces of gold for the year rather than the 10 pieces that were required if you paid up front. Mutter, that's allowed. Now, even though we said that to sell schoyer that way is not allowed, you can't tell somebody, well, if you pay me today, I'm going to sell you this item for $100, but if you're going to pay me in a month from now, it costs $120, that's also because of ribbis. When it comes to this example on real estate, that's mutter to say, well, if you pay me today, then it's X dollars. If you're going to pay me let's say $10. If you're going to pay me at the end, if you're going to pay me month by month, it's going to be $1 a month, which would end up being $12. That's allowed. Why? The reason for this, in halacha, when is the time to pay for a rental item? We say it's only at the end. So truly, al pi halacha, the time to pay for this rental really would be at the end of the year. If you're on a one-year lease, the time to pay is at the end of the year. So when you're taking one golden piece a month, the havale yud bei zehuvim, which is 12 zehuvim, you're not paying more because you're delaying payment. That's the true, accurate price. The accurate price is what you should pay for it at the end of the term of the lease. Because really he has no obligation to pay earlier other than at the end of the lease. And this that he said, well, if you give me the money up front, if it's going to be only 10 pieces of gold, so he's being Michael, he's reducing the price to golden pieces, because he's paying before the true time to pay is, and that's mutter. Similarly, how he said that if you have a promissory note, Reuven lends Shimon $1,000, and now Reuven decides, and it's not due for 30 days, now Reuven really needs the money, he can say, hey Shimon, if you pay me back $950 today, we'll call it a deal, because that's mutter, because really the loan was $4,000, and now the borrower is paying back $950. That's not ribbis, you're paying back less than what you borrowed. So the same thing over here, the true price is determined of when the halachic time to pay for it is. The halachic time to pay for it is at the end of the lease term. The end of the lease term the price, if you paid, is really would really be $12, let's say, in this case. Now, the fact that now if you give me up front, it's only $10, that's similar to what we described with the promissory note, and that's what you're allowed to take less than because you're getting paid early, you're not taking more because you're paying late. As opposed to merchandise that we described the other day, when it comes to merchandise, when is the time to pay for that? The time to pay for that is at the time that you receive the goods. So if you're giving money in advance and the goods are not supposed to be delivered for 2 months later, then that means the buyer is lending money to the seller. And on the flip side, if the seller is not requiring you to pay today, the seller is saying, I'll sell you the merchandise, and you have 30-day terms, so again, that looks like that's a loan where the seller is lending the buyer money, because really this buyer should have paid for the money at the time of the delivery of the goods. The fact that he has 30-day terms is in effect a 30-day loan that the seller is making to the buyer. However, when it comes to the real estate, the time to pay is at the end of the term of the lease, and that's the true price. So if he's paying more, he's paying less, the renter is paying less by paying earlier, that's not a payment for an increase in time if you paid month by month. It's the true price is the month-to-month price, the 12 pieces, because you're not going to have to pay to the end. If you're paying all up front and getting a discount, you're paying less for than what you should pay, and that's something that's allowed. Kol Tov.